We continue by our Shemiz Barach, Ketzer Shochanarach Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel Sif Chav Beis Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Im Yesh Tenek Lomo, if there's a baby to do a bris milah on Yom Kippur, Moilim Kadim Ashrei, we do the bris milah before Ashrei, Unvarachim Brichas Hamilah Belay Kais, and when the Moil makes the brach on the Brichas Hamilah, he doesn't have a cup of wine. However, says the Ketzer Shochanarach Uben Neseinu, our minig is noig levarach al kais. We do make a brach on a cup of wine. We give a drop of it to the baby who just had the bris. Besides that, we give the child that just had the bris a little wine when we say b'demai chayi. Av a tinik acher to a different child ein litain the kais. We shouldn't let him take even a small taste from the cup because we're concerned that he may think that under certain circumstances you're allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, which is of course not true. It's only a bris and only a child. In order to avoid that mistake, we only give it to the child. Even though the child, this baby who just had the bris, certainly is incapable of understanding what is the point in this cup of wine, the bracha is an eight-day-old baby. The answer is that the bracha is really primarily made for the bris milah. The drinking is not required. Only outs covered, only because of respect to the cup, do we drink from the wine. And for that, we could give it even to the baby who had the bris. Hanoigim litzus b'yayin, people who do metzitza after the bris with wine, layim zalfa b'peb, he should be careful with the wine. But even though we have to be most careful, even the moil has to be careful not to drink or put water in his mouth, because even though he's doing a bris, but if he puts something into his mouth to sterilize his mouth, that is permitted even on Yom Kippur. The minig is to spread out grass in the shul. V'tamul fishnaigim l'shtach v'slipel upon him b'shas avodah zeich l'migdash. The minig is to lay down on the floor, bow down on the floor during the reciting of the avodah zeich to the way they did in the Beis HaMikdash. U'mekayim shakak meritzu b'avonim os l'shtach v'skein. The halach is the wind allowed to lay down, spread out on a stone floor. V'yafil v'makom she'enem meritzuv. Even if it's not a stone floor, that's why we spread out grass, lahasuk ben akarka, that should be the hefsik. The main sham of sovim, but if there's no grass there, yafsik betalisa b'davacher, he should put a talus or something else, again, that he shouldn't lay down flat on the floor. Siv chav dalad, zman tfilas nila, when we speak about nila, hu ka shechami b'reish alonis, nila should be davened by time when the sun is on the top of the trees. Kedei shiyashlam oisah imtseis kechavim, that they should finish nila when it's totally night. L'pam m'shech tzas b'toich alayla, but sometimes the nila goes into the night. Mafilach amrim chosmenu, even though it's already night, it's after Yom Kippur, we still say chosmenu. L'fish ein adin mestalik, the din in Shemayim doesn't end until we finish davening down in this world. The charuz yifne yom, that there's a part of the tefillah we say that the day will go by. If yotzo akovim, if it's already dark, it's night, you can't say that the day will pass. The day has already passed. Shem davidovish karim, saying something like that would be untrue. Al yom hayom pana, if you're saying nila and it's ready at a time where the day passed, you should say hayom pana, the day has passed. Hashem ishpa pana, the sun has already go down. Shlich tziba emer brikas kanim sim shalom. The shlich tziba says brikas kanim sim shalom by nila apishulayli, if it's night. If somebody made a mistake and said kosveinu instead of chosmeinu by nila, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If somebody, for whatever reason, missed nila, he fell asleep, wasn't feeling well, So normally we know if somebody misses a tefillah, he has to make it up by the next tefillah by saying the next tefillah twice. That doesn't apply by Nila. If somebody missed Nila, he doesn't make it up. Sivchav ches yesh levatel haminig. We should stop the minig. That they would have a nochri come to the shul and put on candles so they could see the words of Nila. The candles that we already have on, they should be moved by a nochri throughout the basic nesses, that they should have some sort of light. That's mutter because it's not a malacha daraisa. Siv chavav l'achat filas anila after anila. Afil chamal b'shabbos. Even if Yom Kippur was in Shabbos, and they said, and they finished anila and still day, become akumayim ravino malkeinu. V'yom shema yisrael pamachs after vino malkeinu, we say shema yisrael once. Ubar shekvay machusa, he said, sholosh pam three times. Hashem olakim has said, sheva pam seven times. L'lavas as hashchina, shemes ala l'mal m'shavarakiyam. The shchina now goes all the way up above the seventh heavens. V'yom shliach tzibah kadosh sholem b'nigan shel simcha. Then the shliach tzibah says kadosh sholem with a happy melody. V'akach tokin tekiyah achas. And then we blow one tekiyah. That's the minig of the that the Ramah says, some blow tekiyah shvarim through a tekiyah. V'simen shchina silashil shchina l'mala. And that's a sign that the shchina is going back up to Shemayim, k'mashay b'matan Torah, just like we experienced by Matan Torah, that also Shechina, when the Shechina went back to Shemayim, Nema b'shoicha yevel gomer. V'nema ol alakim b'sruah, v'gam huzeich l'tekilas yom kippurim yevel. It's a way to remember the tekilas yom kippur that took place in Yoigul. V'chayim l'tekoya apish l'adayin l'yotzu kachovim. We'll let it blow the shoifi, even if it's not completely dark, el sheben ha-shmashos, v'fil v'shabbos, even if yom kippur's in Shabbos. Avo b'oir hayoyim, when it's still day, ein letkoy we shouldn't blow the shofar. Lachat kia emun kulam shalosh pamim, and after the tekiah, everybody says shana haba be Yerushalayim. The are those that say that the reason we blow the shofar is to indicate that we're free of the Yetzer Hara. Another reason is that we should remember as we're leaving the shul after Yom Kippur that Yom Kippur is over, but our Kabbalahs, whatever our resolutions and our acceptance to be better still remains. Another explanation is that by blowing the shofar, we're showing that it's already night and we're allowed to eat. And of course, if that's the reason, then we should not blow the shofar before Tzeis Kechavim to make sure that nobody makes the mistake of cooking or eating before the day is really over.